This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Layoffs today and this week, this whole pandemic, as you know, are the macroeconomic story. And it's not just here in this country either. The World Tourism Organization says the pandemic could put anywhere between 100 million and 120 million jobs at risk. And that in turn brings us to our latest installment of
What's Up?
What's Up?
What's Up, World?
What's Up, World? We go north of the border. I love that thing. We go north of the border today. Shelley Frost is the president and CEO of the Pacific National Exhibition up in Vancouver, Canada. Ms. Frost, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me today.
So for those who are not familiar with the Pacific National Exhibition up in Vancouver, what is it? What do you guys do?
That's a great question. We are a $60 million a year nonprofit organization. We have a fair that we run every year. We run an amusement park, and year round we do music festivals, concerts, sporting events, community events, and we also work in the film industry. So when we have assets that are not being utilized, they're used by film production crews up here.
Let's get to film in a minute, but all of those things you reeled off in the beginning of that answer sound like things that a pandemic would be not great for.
You bet. It's been absolutely devastating for us. A $60 million organization, we've confirmed a loss of $52 million this year. Mm. That's devastating to an organization. We've got a $200 million economic impact and 4,300 employees. We've got 4,100 employees not working right now.
I'm sorry, 4,100 of 4,200 are not working.
You bet.
Wow.
You know, we've been obviously doing everything that we can to work within the health guidelines to bring back smaller events, do the kind of business that we can do. But we're good at doing large scale events and, you know, concerts with 10, 12,000 people. Obviously not things that we can do in a pandemic. And so we're trying like everybody else to pivot and do things differently, but challenging for sure.
Yeah, for sure. So let's talk about the pivot. Film production is working out for you?
Yeah, you know, a film, the industry came out really strong as soon as our phase two opened up. Mm-hmm. We've been thrilled to have so many productions come back up to BC. Film space is absolutely at a premium. Mm. Most places are turning film clients away, and there just right now is not enough set deck space or film production or office space really in the Lower Mainland.
We should point out that Vancouver and British Columbia and the entire country of Canada are doing better than most parts of the United States in terms of handling this virus. How are you banking on things staying this way, that you'll be able to retain this kind of film production capacity?
You know, it's cyclical all the time, and it depends a lot on the foreign exchange. It depends on, a lot of different economic factors that are going on down in the States as well. But there's a baseline that stays strong, and we see spikes in it at any given time. I do think that film production will stay strong in Vancouver and in the Lower Mainland for the next while. I think BC specifically has done a really great job of managing the pandemic and keeping the curve flattened to a degree that it's not putting a lot of pressure on our healthcare system. I think that's given people a lot of comfort in coming up here and knowing that they can film safely. And we've got a lot of big sites. So, you know, at the P&E, for an example, we've got production companies coming in and taking over 2, 3, or 4 buildings at a time because they can keep their pods together, their bubbles together, and they can do their screening on site really, you know, effectively and not be, you know, spread out between a lot of different sites.
Yeah, I have to say, you sound remarkably positive for a woman whose audience, who's running an organization. You know where I'm going, right? Your audiences are down. You're losing $52 million in revenue. I mean, come on, right?
You know what? Honestly, it's funny that you say that. But the one thing that I do know for sure is that the P&E's been around for 110 years. There's fewer than 3% of organizations that ever make it through 100 years.
Yeah.
There's no question in my mind that we have the kind of team and innovation that's going to get us out of this. But, as the president and CEO, I have to be looking forward to a positive future. And I'm staying very focused on what we can do and not what we can't.
Shelley Frost, pushing ahead. She's the president and CEO of the Pacific National Exhibition up in Vancouver, British Columbia. Ms. Frost, thanks for your time. I do appreciate it.
Thank you, Kai.